contact again. Good running by the Kingdom, working very hard. That ball will be put out, looking for Sheaf Roche, the Southern Gales player, right on the edge of the square. She offloads. Come in, another goal for the Kingdom. And is it their centre forward again? Is it Niamh Conacher? It's a dream day for the O'Connor family. And she hits it into the back of the net. She's already scored one at the Canal end. But Niamh Conacher has replicated at the other side of the field. No keeper was going to stop that. That takes Kerry now to 3-8 and Galway 4 points. Surely, Breda, there is no way back. They're on the attack again, Kerry. If they're trying to add to their tally, is another goal. It is another goal. Brilliant work again coming in. And was it Hanno Donoghue on this occasion? In the space of 30 seconds, it's a goal for the Beaufort player, Hanno Donoghue. They can turn the lights up out now. We can go home. It's 4-8 to 4 points in favour of the Kingdom.
Hannah took her shot excellently, but you have to allude it to the work that was done out in the middle of the field by the players that overturned it and gave that quick ball in. Simple football, kick it
four
in.
4 goals and 8 points. What a performance by Kerry in the attack.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. That's Tim Moynihan there, Breda O'Shea, commentating for Radio Kerry Sport over the weekend in the Kerry Ladies National Football League Division 1 final, 5-11 to 1-10 the final score. What a performance from Kerry, on an upward curve for this entire season. If you were there, if you were watching it, if you were listening to it, we want your views on this Kerry team and their performances. We're going to talk now with Selena Looney, chair of the Kerry Ladies. We also have Ger McCarthy, chair of the Kerry Camogie Association, because they had a brilliant win in the Division 2A of the National League yesterday in Croke Park, making it a brilliant weekend for Kerry. But Selena, I'll start with you. Listen, did you have any idea that this sort of a performance was in the team heading into this key game? I know you'd beaten Galway already, but this was a final. It was a different kettle of fish.
Good morning. Thanks, Jerry. I suppose, asking me, did I think or did I have belief in this team? Yes. There is an incredible bunch of girls in this team, and to give credit where credit is due, they have put in the work. Like, this team wasn't just built over the last few weeks, this team has built over the last few years. So I suppose they're not an overnight success. Like, they have been working hard, and like, they are chasing a goal. And you can see the work they put in from last year winning Division 2 to this year doing really, really well in Division 1, topping the table and going into that final and putting on their best performance. So to give credit to the girls and to the management, they have been working hard for years, and it's just amazing to see all that work paying off now.
Yeah, and that is it. It was performance. It was peaking at the right sort of a time.
Yeah.
I mean, the 5 goals, just brilliant play from, like, Louise Niemeyer Hartig. You had Kaylee Conan, full back, coming up to pass the ball inside to make one of those goals. Tells its own story, I suppose, of the role of the entire team.
Yeah, no, like, to be fair to the girls, everyone is instrumental in that game. You know, there wasn't any player that you couldn't say contributed to that win, from the goal, from our goalkeeper playing absolutely phenomenally, to the full back line, to the centre back line, you know, the half back line, all the way up. Everybody was instrumental. And I suppose if you watch their style of football, they're a great team to watch. They play as a unit, you know. They're all in it together, and they just play really well. Like, this team have gelled, I suppose, incredibly well, because they're all in it together. You know, that's their big motto. You know, they're in it together, and no matter what the outcome is, that is it. You know, it's together always, and you can see that. As you said, you'd Kaylee coming up from the full back line and be instrumental in setting up that score. So to be fair to them, everyone was absolutely phenomenal, and credit to the girls, but also credit to the management, the work that they put in the background that sometimes isn't seen. You know, they've all done incredibly well for the county.
Yeah, they really have. And look, have they learned from previous defeats in league finals and last year's All-Ireland to Meath?
Yes, and I suppose you can see that they're much more relaxed, you know, they're composed. Like, we all saw it yesterday, once they took the field, I suppose there would have been people wondering, you know, how will this game go? You know, because you never know in a final, how is the game going to go? But I do think our girls, you know, took to the field very composed. And I suppose the beauty of playing in Croke Park, in the National League last year, you know, coming back up again throughout the All-Ireland Series has really, I suppose, grounded them and, you know, made them feel a lot more comfortable in playing in such big stadiums in front of, you know, bigger crowds than, let's say, playing at home, where we're so comfortable and used to our own field that for no matter whether you're a man or a woman or a boy or a girl, playing in Croke Park is a completely different game. You know, it can be, I suppose, very overwhelming.
Yeah.
It is an absolute privilege. But I do think our girls are much more settled. They're very composed. They've done an awful lot of work in making sure that, I suppose, that we kind of minimise the nerves a little bit. And I do think that they had an awful lot of confidence and belief and ability that they were going to bring their best individually and then collectively do their best today.
Yeah, and that is a key one in relation to it. Stay with me in the line, Selena. We also have, of course, the Camogie story, because we have Ger McCarthy, chair of Kerry Camogie with us. Ger, good morning to you. Congratulations. What a game, right down to the wire against Meath to win this title.
Good morning, Jerry, to you and all the listeners, and to Linda, congratulations to Selena on the fine performance on Saturday. Yeah, it was one good day for the Kerry women, anyway.
It certainly was. I mean, look, was it always going to be tough? A thrilling encounter to win the Division 2 title. A huge battle. Seesawed all the way, really.
Yeah, absolutely, Johnny. I suppose maybe a lot of people and your listeners might know, like, we've come from Division 4.
Yeah.
Right up Division 2A and up along with probably Division 2 with the last 3 years. And we kept our status there. But next year we'll be playing our trade in Division 1B. So, look, it's kind of riding the snow progress making, but we'll get there anyway, you know?
Yeah, you certainly are. I know, look, and I know a huge amount of work has been put in over the last 2 years to this. We had brilliant performances yesterday from Patrice Diggan. And look, you were up against a very, very tough team, but Jackie Horgan in particular for ye, contributing 8 points, 4 from frees, just brilliant on the day.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like Patrice and Jackie and all these players are very experienced, and look, having tasted the hollow ground of Croke Park in 2018 and when we lost to Dublin in the junior premier, and in 19 when we won, we beat Limerick, and you know, they had been there on different occasions through college and stuff like that. Yeah, Jackie finished off the day already with 8 points, and the line of Patrice putting in her shift as well. She probably is one of the leaders of playing Kerry Camogie since a very young age. And yeah, look, but I suppose we have to also take into account every girl from 1 to 15 and to another Casey who came on. Everybody gave them, but look, these girls have they're training hard, they're putting great effort as well. But look, I suppose if you said to me last January that you'd be in Croke Park on the 16th day of April, I'd take your hand from the shoulder. But we got back on track, and with new management under Pat Ryan from Limerick as well. And at this point, you know, anybody who took part with Kerry Camogie over the last 10, 12, 13 years is a part of this, because some of the girls there yesterday have come on. They are to come up the ranks all the way up. But this is not an overnight. This is going on with, you know, with 12, 13 years, really. So, like, we are thrilled, yes.
Yeah. Well, it is brilliant stuff. Selena, did you forget your footballs in Croke Park?
Well, I suppose, look, the following day we had our Camogie sisters above, so, you know, they made sure that they brought them home.
So George, did you have to bring an extra few bags home?
I suppose, Johnny, it was one good bit of a laugh up in Croke Park yesterday, and I was contacted by a good friend of mine, Abby Magan, and obviously Daniel O'Leary, who's a part of the Boy squad but out at the moment through injury. The two of us, myself and Daniel, I said, Daniel, a smart job to do. We've got to get the football to carry home. And Daniel is a character. And she was laughing at me. And she said, are you serious? I said, yeah, come on for a walk. And we went to the store across Croke Park, where everybody was inside jumping around and celebrating, and there was a couple of stewards above them that were laughing. They said, Kerry must be really overflowing with money when you don't get a hundred for Paul. And I said, yeah, well, I said, we still need him. I said, and I'm under tight instructions, and you remember laughing at me above, and we had a good laugh about it. And so I'm just saying, I haven't that dead safe, and you're okay there.
Thanks, Derek.
Listen, Selena, what are the hopes now for the rest of the year?
Take one game at a time. I suppose that's really been our motto this year. It's one step at a time. We don't get too far ahead of ourselves. We play the game that's coming up. We get over that game, and then we prepare for the next one. So I suppose we've Munster Championship now. That is our focus on doing well there, winning that hopefully, and then moving on into the All-Ireland series, and hopefully having a very, very good season.
Yeah. Jar, same question to you. What are the hopes? What are the ambitions now out of this win?
Our next day out is the Munster Intermediate semi-final against Clare in May, and if we come through in that, we're in the Munster final, and then the All-Ireland series starts. Then they're a separate competition. The All-Ireland series has its own, and we are in a group. We have meet again at home, and we have two away games into Westmeath and to Leash as well, and we're in a group of four. So look, it's about getting back on the horse again the weekend, and the lads, I'm sure the management will get him back into that again. But our next day out is in QT Park, a Curtain Raiser, to the Munster Hurling Championship, and in May, and we're looking forward to that on the, I think it's on the 5th of May, I think, you know.
That's something to look forward to on both fronts. Well, look, the best of luck.
And just before we go, I would like to thank all who signed up there yesterday to support us, and to everybody who gives us coverage. And you know, it's a big day for us. You know, so and the same is there in Missalina, because any day you go to Croke Park, there's time involved, and the girls are all committed, and they all have work, and everybody has something going on. But when you go to Croke Park, and when you win and come down that motorway, it makes it all easier.
Yeah, it certainly does. That's for sure. Well, listen, look, congratulations to everyone involved, and good luck with the seasons to come in both Kerry Ladies Football and Kerry Camogie as well. And lots of people getting in touch. Congratulations to all the ladies that is proud over the weekend in Croke Park. That is Selena Looney, chair of the Kerry Ladies, and Ger McCarthy, chair of Kerry Camogie. Brilliant performances over the weekend by those teams.